In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayelech, we have the Mitzvah of Hakel. The Mitzvah of Hakel will always be performed on the second day of Sukkot, the year after Shemitah. The king reads from the Sefer Torah to the whole nation in the Beis HaMikdash. We would imagine that the reason that this is happening on Sukkot is that there's a functional choice of time, because it has to be after Shemitah, and the whole Jewish nation has to be there. And therefore, since we're anyways all coming to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Rego for Sukkot, it would make sense to read it then. This would be the first opportunity that all of Klal Yisrael is together after the Shemitah year. However, there seems to be a deeper connection. It's not just practically convenient, there's something deeper that connects Hakel to Sukkot. We see this because the Rambam lists this mitzvah in Hilchos Chagiga. We're familiar that the Rambam puts together the halachas in a way that makes sense, that each halacha is in the chelek that the halacha belongs to. So this mitzvah of Hakel, we would expect it to be in Hilchos Melachim, right, because it's one of the things that a king has to do, or in Hilchos Tefillah, as it's part of the communal connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Rambam lists it in Hilchos Chagiga. Chagiga lists the halachos of a yantiv, which means that there must be an intrinsic connection between Hakel and Sukkot when it's performed. Aliyah L'Rego, coming up to Yerushalayim, is in itself miraculous. We don't think about it like this because it's so foreign to us and it's something that's not part of our national mindset, unfortunately, at this time. But if we stop to think, three times a year, all of Klal Yisrael would gather in Yerushalayim, which is in the middle of the country, leaving their homes, property, and the country's borders unmanned, unprotected. Nobody's home. And everybody knew that this was going to happen on Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. Aliyah L'Rego signifies a return to the supernatural state of existence that Bnei Yisrael enjoyed in the Midbar when they lived on an openly miraculous plane and natural needs and considerations did not play a role. And so too by Aliyah L'Rego. Everyone knew that the country and their homes were unprotected, and yet we don't find any attacks, no mobs, no looting, an open miracle. Hakel is a mitzvah given right at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, just as the Yidden were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. They're leaving the miraculous Midbar experience, and they're going to enter a land, Eretz Yisrael, which has a tremendous amount of Kedusha. However, it's a land of nature, farming, producing. There's a natural existence that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and that was a very, very hard transition for the Jews, for 40 years living this miraculous spiritual existence, now having to attune themselves to a very different type of situation. Just before they're ready to go in, again, right at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, they're told about Hakel. They had just had a Hakel type of experience, which we read about and explained last week, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu had pulled them all together, everyone. The men, the women, the children, the senior position ministers, the Gerim, everybody in Klal Yisrael is standing together like we do by Hakel. And now he's putting it into a mitzvah. This type of thing, this type of situation where we all come together, this has to happen once every 7 years. Every Hakel is like a mini Matan Torah. It's a mini reacceptance of the fact that we belong to this beautiful nation, we belong to this community. Va'atem tiyirin mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadesh. Yes, you're living the physical life, and yes, you are farmers, and yes, you are producing wine, and yes, you are doing business. But don't forget, the reality is there's a spiritual world which is even more real than the one we live in. Listen to the words of the Torah. Look around you and see the totality of Klal Yisrael. Realize what you're part of. And for this moment in time, transcend your material life and see and feel your spiritual life. And when we explain it in this way, the connection to Sukkot becomes very clear. Because Sukkot is the answer when we are we are celebrating our very physical, material, successful harvest, and yet, in order to celebrate that, we are leaving our homes, our physical homes, and going to the sukkah, which is a much humbler existence, and yet it's a spiritual existence. We're going to bask in the sukkah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the shade of Hashem, where we're re-establishing, we're reliving our existence surrounded by the Amenei HaKavod. Our walls of our sukkah are meant to help us reflect on the fact that our physical lives are real, and it's what we spend much of our time on, and yet there's an entire different level of spirituality. It's meant to remind us of course, of our days in the Midbar, where surrounded by those Ananim, we needed nothing more. This is why we read Hakkal, this is one of the reasons why we read Hakkal on Sukkos. Sukkos is the connection between the physical and spiritual worlds we live in. Yes, we've just had a physical success, a physical harvest, but that's really not what Sukkos is about. Sukkos is about reconnecting to what's really important and what's really real. It's about reconnecting to, again, after leaving the glorious days of the Yemei HaRotzen and Aseret Yemei Teshuva and getting cleansed on Yom Kippur, we're coming now to the Chag Simchaseinu, to the Zman Simchaseinu, to the true and eternal Simcha and happiness. It happens to be the same time of the harvest, but by the fact that we are separating ourselves from our world of materialism and going out into the Sukkah, we're showing what we're truly celebrating. This is the intrinsic connection between Hakkal and Aliyah Regel, for they're both reverting back to the Midbar experience of living Lamala Min HaTeva on an elevated plane in the close company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why Hakkal occurs during the Aliyah L'Regel and after Shemitah. Shemitah, similar to Aliyah L'Regel, is a time when we left our fields untended for the whole year to live in the presence of the Shekhinah, like when we were in the Midbar, knowing that we're going to be taken care of. Showing the positioning of the importance of the physical world in relationship to the spiritual world. Yes, we are by nature physical people, and we have to be, and therefore we have to do our work, and we have to invest in our farming. But what's real? And once every 7 years, we remember what's real. And so Hakkal will come after that. The Torah teaches us this lesson every minute of the day, if we just but pay attention. Take a drink, make a bracha. Get married with a chuppah and kiddushin. Buy yourself clothing, make sure it's not shatness. Spiritual, physical, physical, spiritual. Besides this duality which we have in our lives of the spiritual and the physical plane, there's another conjunction which plays a role, and that is the communal life versus the individual life. Throughout the whole month of Tishrei, we see this play out. Daven for yourself, daven for the tzibur. One day of Rosh Hashanah for you individually, one day of Rosh Hashanah for the tzibur. Say vidui and think about your sins, but say it in plural form because you're part of the tzibur. The Rambam, in his presentation of Hakkal, elaborates, and he says that after the usual bracha of Nesein HaTorah is said, which is said after every time we learn the Torah, the Melech recites 7 additional brachas. The final bracha in the series is unusual because almost all of our brachas have a text that we follow. And it's a fixed text, and we follow this text for everything we say. We don't make up based on how we feel what bracha I'm going to say before I eat a piece of cake or before I eat bread. We know it. Before you eat bread, it's hametzi lachem min haaretz. Before you wash your hands, it's after you wash your hands, hametzi lachem min haaretz. But here, the 7th bracha of Hakkal, it says that the Melech davens according to his ability. He makes up his own words based on what he is feeling. And he concludes, Aisha Hashem Amcha Yisrael, Sha'amcha Tzrichim Lehivashea. Save your nation, Hashem, for your nation needs salvation. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. It's almost as we are saying goodbye to this unique experience of Hakkal, which we're not going to have for another 7 years. We're looking at ourselves as a community, and yet there's space for individuality. We all have gathered together. We're all in this together. But we all have our unique role to play. We all have our own words to say. It's a tefillah that we actually daven every day. The same Chalkeinu B'Sar HaSecha. Let me find my chidushim, my inspiration, my portion in the Torah. How appropriate that after Sukkot, the very public and communal yontif, it's the yontif that we are davening for the entire world, we're bringing karbonos for the entire world, we celebrate Simchas Torah, as each person dances with the Sefer Torah connects to the part that is his alone. We're entering the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're entering the foundational part of our year. We have to look at ourselves as part of a very big tzibar, and yet recognize and realize that I have my own role to play. May we be zeicha, even this year, to celebrate together the mitzvah of Hakkel.